Good morning, everybody, and welcome to This Thursday, the third day in August of 2023. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to make it through, hopefully, the back half of your work week. If you're like some people, you can use a browser even though it says to restart to update for a long time. That updating or patching is critical though, and the US government often warns organizations of flaws that they need to patch, and security experts always urge you and companies to patch, and now there's a group dedicated to a specific software that is urging users of Citrix to patch because they have found that there are already 158 companies victim to criminals who would not, maybe, been able to access their environment, compromise data, and steal people's information if they just patched. The patched flaw revolves around Citrix Application Delivery Controllers, or ADCs. It's tracked as CVE-2023-3519, and it allows attackers who are not authenticated, meaning they don't have to log in, they don't have to be on site, they don't even have to have access to the machines, and they can remotely execute code by abusing this flaw. So if you're a Citrix ADC user, patch now so that you don't increase that 158 victim total. We're going to move from patching your appliances to eating hamburgers. Burger King, one of the world's premier fast food franchises, is getting some bad press because they were not able to secure data that they used in job offerings. Now, this news comes by way of a researcher who found publicly accessible data that did not have a password. And unfortunately, this file that was found without a password from Burger King's website in France contains different credentials for users and employees. It's another good example of how you need data available publicly on the internet for prospective job seekers, customers, etc., but how you need to make sure that your configurations are adequate, in this case something as simple as having an actual password or credential, so that when people do view it, that's all they can do, view it, not, in this case, potentially, steal sensitive data. And while you have passwords, and we know criminals are trying to steal them, you also have 2FA or multi-factor authentication. And criminals are increasingly devising ways and mechanisms to bypass or steal your 2FA codes. And there's an elaborate scheme that criminals were conducting involving a ticketing system known as Salesforce. Now, Salesforce is a company, and their platform does fantastic ticketing options. Things like, I send it an email into my ticketing system, and it automatically generates a workflow. So if I know that I need to send some data to various customers, I send an email to my ticketing system, and the ticketing system Salesforce knows because I tell it in that email to send those emails on my behalf. It greatly increases efficiency, and that function was abused. Criminals could abuse the ticketing system, and because the emails at the end came from the Salesforce ticketing system as part of a workflow, it would bypass a lot of the protections from phishing. So, for example, criminals could send a ticket that included a phish that allowed them access, and it would use the trusted Salesforce ticketing system. And at the end, what was happening was that actors were, again, using this as a means to phish users designed to steal their credentials and their two-factor authentication, in this case posing as Meta. Now, why this matters is because two things. Number one, technology does help us very much become more efficient, but it also, on the flip side, can be a means by which criminals are equally efficient or crafty. Number two, the fact that criminals are increasingly posing as Meta or other chat applications means that security experts really need to take a look at what that activity looks like. What chat applications should be in your corporate work environment? Which ones should not? which ones are showing up randomly. Those can be great tips that a criminal, like in this case, is abusing a platform, in this case, Salesforce. And that's where we're going to end today, on criminals abusing platforms. Because we talked about Salesforce ticketing platform, we talked about Meta being impersonated as part of attacks, but Microsoft is saying that highly sophisticated actors, which they track as Midnight Blizzard, also known as APT, Advanced Persistent Threat 29, or even by the moniker Cozy Bear, those are all just fancy names for Russian nation-state threat actors. These are people who work directly for the government conducting hacking activities. And Microsoft is saying that a new tactic observed by the group is to compromise Microsoft's Office 365 suite or tenants. And what they do in this case is create on Microsoft.com email addresses and users, and then engage organizations, or rather employees at organizations, posing as Microsoft Identity Protection Team. It's very effective. If you're in Teams and you get a message, usually organizations are set up that Teams messages are legitimate. They can communicate across trusted peers. Well, because the first thing that the Russian actors did was compromise a legitimate company, and they're abusing essentially that company's Teams environment. And because they own and operate it essentially, they create these on Microsoft.com domains, which are used. And unfortunately, over 40 organizations globally across all kinds of different sectors, IT, technology, media, have fallen victim to this attack since May 2023, according to Microsoft, who uses the term affected less than 40. But this is reporting that is a couple days old, so surely there are at least one or two organizations that are also victim that we haven't tracked yet, because the Russian threat actors typically like to compromise large numbers of victims. This is the same group who conducted the SolarWinds hack a few years back, which was a large-scale supply chain operation. What this means is that Russia threat actors are trying to gain access to a variety of targets, not to steal their money, but to spy on them, to steal technology, to understand these organizations' intent in the geopolitical climate so that Russia could have the upper hand in any kind of political, financial, or social negotiations. What you need to know is that Teams is a powerful tool. It's a chat application like many others. When you get a message, you need to verify that the person you're talking to is who they are. Otherwise, you could be being fooled by a cozy bear. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a fantastic and outstanding day. It's going to be a great one. So stay safe, stay strong, stay healthy. Michael Kimmett signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's tip of the cap goes to a graduate student from Clemson University's School of Mathematical and Statistical Sciences. Ava Murphy is getting a sincere tip of the cap because her work recently received a very prestigious award, the American Statistical Association Student Paper Award. This is because her work, particularly her paper that uses statistics to understand wind speed and direction variables, is research critical to understanding, identifying, and addressing climate issues. So to you, Ava Murphy, a sincere tip of the cap, and please keep on statisticking.